KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
It's partly cloudy and 38 degrees in Atlantic at 7:07. We look forward to be mostly sunny here today, a high of 69. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, and the news is brought to you by Lindeman Tractor, offering you farm equipment that works as hard as you do. In Western Iowa news, authorities in Pottawatomie County said yesterday that a man was accidentally shot in the thigh when he went to retrieve a weapon from a gun safe. Council Bluffs Police Sergeant Chad Myers said 46-year-old Michael Haywood of Council Bluffs was transported to Creighton University Medical Center following the incident, which occurred around 8:45 p.m. Monday. His injury was believed to be non-life-threatening. Myers said that officers were dispatched to 1729 6th Avenue in Council Bluffs, and when they arrived, found Haywood and three family members at the scene. The family had applied a tourniquet to Haywood's left thigh prior to police arriving. An investigation revealed Haywood had retrieved a 9mm semi-automatic handgun from a safe and was showing it to family members when the gun went off. The round entered his left thigh in a downward trajectory and did not exit. Alcohol was not a factor in the accident. The shooting was determined to be accidental, and no charges will be filed. Police in Harlan Tuesday afternoon released a report on their most recent arrests and incidents. Officials said on Sunday, October 5th, 15-year-old Gloriana Earlmeyer and 16-year-old Lorenzo Escoval, both of Harlan, were arrested when officers found them in St. Michael's parking lot at 3 a.m. Both subjects were cited for curfew violation and released to a parent and guardian. Earlmeyer was also cited for being a minor in possession of alcohol. Later that same day, a Harlan resident reported someone had knocked over a street sign at the corner of 16th and Pine Streets and then hit her chain-link fence, causing damage to the fence. That incident remains under investigation. On October 2nd, 16-year-old Nicholas Hanner was arrested for following a traffic stop. Hanner was taken to the Harlan Police Department and charged with possession of a controlled substance, possession of drug paraphernalia, and for carrying a weapon in the vehicle. Hanner also was cited for violation of a restricted license. He was cited on the charges and released to a parent. All the charges will be filed with juvenile court. On September 30th, Harlan police arrested 18-year-old Jonathan Sibbett of Glenwood on an active warrant out of Mills County. Sibbett was taken to the Shelby County Jail and held pending extradition to Mills County. And on September 29th, 17-year-old Justin Dickinson was taken into custody in Harlan and charged with 9 counts of theft in the fifth degree and 1 count of ongoing criminal conduct. His arrest was the result of an investigation initiated when Janelle Kinkle reported that Dickinson had fraudulently used a debit card belonging to her and her son, Brandon Wilkie. Dickinson was transported to the juvenile detention facility in Council Bluffs. A trio of separate meetings are scheduled to take place today in Atlantic. The Cass County Board of Supervisors are set to hold their regular weekly meeting at 8:30. And on their agenda is the approval of a person as the county recorder's assistant, the Conservation Department's quarterly report, and information with regard to the Department of Human Services telephone system replacement. The Atlantic Airport Commission will hold its regular meeting at 9 a.m. today. On their agenda under new business is discussion with regard to future projects and priority pertaining to the federal fiscal year 2015 airport improvement pre-application. Old business includes an update on the parallel taxiway paving project and discussion with regard to the state fiscal year 2015 aviation program and block hangar engineering agreement. And finally, the City of Atlantic's Personnel and Finance Committee will meet in the council's chambers at 5:15 this evening to discuss a contract for interim city administrator John Lund. The Board of Supervisors in Adair County are set to meet this morning at the courthouse in Greenfield, and during their 9 a.m. session, the board will receive an update from County Conservation Director Kevin Blazek with regard to the safe room and shower and restroom project at the Lake Orient Park campgrounds. They'll also hear from County Engineer Nick Kaufman with regard to the signing of an agreement for a secondary roads construction program, along with building discussion and his regular report. Other topics to be covered include a child abuse prevention grant drawdown, longevity increase, manure management plan updates, homestead and military allowances and disallowances, and a Southern Iowa Council of Governments comprehensive economic development strategy. Officials at the Iowa Department of Transportation's Council Bluffs office are reporting some good news for those planning on traveling southbound on Interstate 29 in Council Bluffs in the coming months. According to the DOT, the new southbound I-29 bridge is scheduled to open this Friday morning, weather permitting. Traffic will use the new southbound I-29 bridge to merge with eastbound I-80 on the right when traveling through the area. The DOT says reconstruction of the section of the interstate system will provide for efficient and safe vehicle movement on both I-29 and I-80. The improvements are located about 1/2 mile east of the Missouri River, where I-80 intersects I-29 near the Western Historic Trails Center in Council Bluffs. Once the new southbound I-29 bridge opens, eastbound I traffic destined for 24th Street in Council Bluffs will exit earlier on the system just east of the Missouri River Bridge. New lighting and signs in Nebraska and Iowa will inform travelers of a shift in traffic flow, so be sure to keep an eye out for those changes. In our funeral announcements this morning, Lorena Catherine Goebbels, age 97, of Harlan, died Saturday at the Elmcrest Assisted Living Facility. A massive Christian burial service for Lorena Goebbels will be today at 10:30 at St. Boniface Catholic Church in Westphalia. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Dennis Billings, age 36, of Kimbleton, died Thursday. Funeral services for Dennis Billings will be today at 11 o'clock at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Kimbleton, with Kessler Funeral Home of Audubon in charge of arrangements. Basil Brower, age 97, of Messina, died last Wednesday at the Griswold Care Center. Funeral services for Basil Brower will be today at 1 o'clock at the Steen Funeral Home in Messina. John Crandall, age 56, of Manning, died Friday. A memorial service for John Crandall will be Saturday at 10 o'clock at the Community of Christ Church in Denison. Odie Funeral Home in Manning has arrangements. Opal Hargens, age 92, of Manning, died Saturday at Manning Plaza Nursing Home. Funeral services for Opal Hargens will be on October 25th at 10:30 a.m. at Zion Lutheran Church in Arcadia. Odie Funeral Home in Manning has arrangements. And Evelyn Joint, age 89, of Stewart, died Sunday at the Stewart Community Care Center. No services are planned at this time for Evelyn Joint. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart has the arrangements. The news was brought to you by Lindemann Tractor. Lindemann Tractor is good news for your blues. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.